spoken version of this ShareMaestro market report. Full article. Parker Hannifin tests the top of its yearly range after a volume-backed 10% week. The Motion and Control Technology Group closed at $1,074, just 2.4% below its 52-week high, with participation running 1.5 times its 13-week average. Research brief. Parker Hannifin delivered one of the cleaner large-cap industrials moves of the week, rising 10.0% on 4.9 million shares and strengthening its position near the top of its 52-week range. The trend backdrop is active. Market dynamics and relative strength are positive, and the stock is outperforming both its sector and specialty industrial machinery peers. The main tension is valuation and distance from support, with price 14.3% above the weekly trend line and 61.4% above ShareMaestro fair value. Key points. Parker Hannifin closed at $1,074 for the week ended 7 August, up 10.0% and only 2.4% below its $1,100 52-week high. Volume rose to 4.9 million shares, 1.5 times both the 13-week and 52-week averages, giving the advance better participation than recent July trading. The weekly trend backdrop is active, with price 14.3% above the $939.6 trend line, though the signal state shows no fresh buy. Momentum is broad across timeframes, 11.7% over 4 weeks, 24.5% over 12 weeks, 10.2% over 26 weeks, and 48.8% over 52 weeks. Sector context is supportive, but not universal. U.S. industrials trend breadth is 53.0%, while specialty industrial machinery trend breadth is thinner, at 44.6%. Parker Hannifin is above both group averages. High range price action gains volume support. Parker Hannifin finished the latest completed week at $1,073.87, up 10.0%, placing the stock at 93.3% of its 52-week range. The move leaves the $108.0 billion industrials company within 2.4% of its $1,100 high. A strong position for a specialty industrial machinery name, at a time when industry breadth remains uneven. The advance was not just a price-only move. Weekly volume reached 4.9 million shares, against a 13-week average of 3.4 million and a 52-week average of 3.3 million, or 1.5 times each baseline. That is a marked improvement from the prior 3 weeks, when volume sat between 2.7 million and 2.8 million shares, as the stock moved sideways to modestly lower. Trend signal is constructive, but not freshly reset. ShareMaestro's trend backdrop is active, with Parker Hannifin 14.3% above its weekly trend line of $939.6. Trend breadth is solid across the stock's own history, active in 40 of the past 52 weeks, confirming a strong upward momentum context, although the current active streak is only 1 week. That combination points to a constructive regime, but not a newly triggered signal chase. Market dynamics are positive, with activity pressure at 0.53, while relative strength is also positive at 8.78. The signal panel is therefore supportive overall, but the activity pressure state is labeled as no fresh buy. In plain terms, the stock has confirmation from price, trend, and participation, while the newest signal state is more continuation than reset. Parker is ahead of its sector and industry peers. The sector backdrop gives the move context. U.S. industrials averaged a 3.4% weekly return, a 0.9% 4-week return, and a 7.1% 12-week return, all well below Parker Hannifin's 10.0%, 11.7%, and 24.5% readings. PH ranked in the 86.9th percentile within the sector for the week, with positive market dynamics and relative strength, at a time when sector breadth is only balanced, rather than emphatic. The industry comparison is similar. U.S. specialty industrial machinery averaged a 5.1% weekly gain and 4.6% over 12 weeks, while Parker Hannifin nearly doubled the weekly average and more than quintupled the 12-week industry figure. Industry trend breadth is just 44.6%, and positive relative strength breadth is 39.2%, which makes PH's positive signal set stand out within a mixed peer group. Valuation stretch is the main risk into the high. The cleaner momentum picture comes with a valuation caveat. Parker Hannifin trades 61.4% above ShareMaestro fair value of $665.4, a sizable premium that raises the sensitivity to any loss of volume confirmation or cooling in market dynamics. The stock is also well above its trend line, so even a normal pullback could look large in price terms without necessarily breaking the weekly regime. Risk metrics remain manageable, but not one-sided. The 13-week weekly return volatility is 3.4%, close to the 52-week level of 3.5%. Over the past year, the stock logged 33 positive weeks and 19 negative weeks, with an average gain of 2.6% versus an average loss of 2.3%. Investors watching the next few weeks should focus on whether volume stays above the 1.5x area, whether activity pressure holds positive, and whether the stock can press through the high without a reversal from stretched valuation levels. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.